surprised to hear from you. Quite the opposite. The surprising thing was you hadn't been in touch before this.
Oh?
Well, heard on the grapevine, Richard Gayford and wife had been repatriated once or twice.
Oh, just visiting relatives.
Still, thought you'd be in touch.
Why on earth should I?
Curiosity.
About Midwich?
A simple curiosity. How was Canada, anyway?
It was pretty uneventful.
So, just what the doctor ordered, eh?
Midwich, 6 miles. Seems a million light years ago.
8 of the Earth variety, actually.
It's about here was where Janet and I ran into the roadblocks. Yeah, the old eagle still seems to be doing good business.
I suggest a reunion pint, but this inquest I've got to sit in starts at 2.
Was it one of the cuckoo children?
No, local fellow called Powell. Motor accident. Tragic.
Well?
Tragic. You still think of them as that, then? Cuckoo children?
Don't the others, then?
Probably. They've just become, well, shall we say, less forthright about it.
Oh, isn't that the old grand? Pull in, would you, just for a minute?
Just for a minute, then.
Midwich Grange, Special School, Ministry of Education. The children?
Exactly. Old Zellaby's exotic conception was a lot less exotic than it seemed. You remember that experiment of his, the barley sugar in his secret Chinese box, no apparent way of getting at it.
But show one boy the way in and it became common knowledge for the rest.
Exactly. Well, it didn't stop there. At just 2 years of age, one of the boys learned to read simple words.
Two?
The next day, they found any of the boys could read them. A week or so later, the same thing happened to the girls. One breaking through the barrier, and the rest inheriting the gift.
But how?
Well, the arguments are still academic. The point is, however, it happens. They do have this rapport within the group. Sending them to ordinary schools was out of the question, so they came up with this place. A school come welfare come social observatory for them.
It sounds the queerest setup I've ever heard of.
Well, if you throw your mind back, it had a somewhat queer beginning.
Well, push on, shall we?
Order, I say! It's not no coroner's court we got called for. It is judge and jury!
If restored, I shall have no alternative but to empty the hall. Mr. Zellaby.
Sir. Aye.
Yes. Mr. Zellaby, I'm given to understand that you were in the near vicinity at the time of this most unfortunate occurrence.
I wouldn't say near.
But in sufficient proximity as to give you a very clear impression as to cause and effect. Mr. Zellaby.
Yes, I suppose you could say that.
And perhaps you'd be good enough to oblige the court.
There's not much that I can oblige with. I was returning from my usual afternoon stroll. As I reached the turn into Hickam Lane, 4 of the children from the Grange came out of it and turned towards the village. 3 boys and a girl. I wasn't paying them any particular attention, but a bit further on they turned a corner. I lost sight of them. It wasn't until I reached the same corner myself that the car overtook me. A small, open 2-seater.
The late James Powell's car?
Though I didn't recognize it at the time.
You were at the corner. What happened next?
The children were strung out right across the road, as though they were arguing which way to go. It was all over so quickly. The car driver did his best. Another 2 inches and he'd have missed them altogether. As it was, the tip of his left wing caught the outermost boy on the hip and flung him right across the road into a cottage garden.
Yeah, and then? You tell what I'm the poor Jim Powell then, tell us! Come on, tell us!
We didn't go enough.
In your own time.
I I don't know. I can't be sure if the car stopped or not. If it did, just the barest moment. Then the engine roared. The driver changed up, put his foot down again, keeping straight ahead. It was still accelerating when he hit the churchyard wall. Inexplicable. Nothing one could do. Inexplicable.
Still not sure if I'm doing the right thing in telling you, sir. Lord only knows, gave my word and all, but sitting through the inquest and the way they made it all seem...
Perhaps it would be better if
I... No, I'm sure Mrs. Williams doesn't mind you being
here. No, sir.
In your own time.
Oh, that inquest. It's what happened after the accident that never came out. Heard the bang, people running. Then, a minute or so later, I spotted Mr. Zellaby sitting on a bench near the green he was, and grey like you'd never believe, and just passed out.
Go on.
All for getting the doctor I was, but, well, the way he puts it to me, no point at all, he says. Important not to trouble the people one loves. So he makes me promise to keep quiet.
But
no living soul would never have got it from me, except for what he went on to say after.
About the accident?
Funny sort of voice. Before the poor fellow drove into the wall, he hit one of the children. Not badly, but he knocked him across the road.
But he testified as much at the inquest.
One of the children, I said. And suddenly I saw what he was meaning. And I stopped, because the way he was looking at me.
Did he say anything more?
Yes, sir. Perhaps I should have found it less upsetting if at some previous stage of my quite long life I had already had the experience of witnessing deliberate murder.
You really needn't look so put out, Westcott. Got an inkling something was in the wind when you fobbed me off with your mysterious errand. Anyway, I had no right burdening the poor woman with my personal problem.
Yes, well, we're sorry you're not well, Zellaby, but suggesting that the children caused that accident, I mean, actually made young Powell drive straight into that wall.
I'm not suggesting, I am stating they did it. Just as surely as they made their mothers bring them back here.
But the other witnesses at the inquest, the ones who gave evidence...
were as aware of what happened as I am. It wasn't the inquest's concern. They only had to say what they actually saw.
But if they know it's as you claim...
Mm-hmm. What then? What would you have said if you'd known what had happened and been called as a witness? A verdict acceptable to authority was what they were after. Even a verdict that the boy was willed to kill himself. Do you honestly imagine that they'd let it stand? Why should they risk being thought unreliable, superstitious, even plain mad for nothing?
If
you're going to maintain to the contrary, you only have to look at your two faces now. But why stop at the Powell boy? He's not the only victim.
No.
Did you know that poor old Dr. Willers eventually abandoned his championship of some kind of mass hysteria? He was forced to. A very short time before he died.
Died? But he wasn't much over 50, was he? How did it happen?
Overdose. Some kind of barbiturate.
Willers? For God's sake, he was never the sort.
No. He really wasn't, was he? Willers. The Powell boy. How many others?
What are you suggesting?
Oh, that word again. Only that we live much more precariously in Midwich than any of us had ever thought. It just happened that poor young man came round the corner at that fatal moment. It could just as easily have been Angela or anybody else. There's no blame attached. He tried his best to avoid hitting any of them. Not good enough. In a flare of anger and revenge, they killed him for it. Just the same. These last few years really have been like living on the slopes of a volcano. It's Angela. Now, I'd be grateful if you wouldn't let on about my old ticker problem. It would serve no purpose.
Yeah, of course.
We're in here, darling.
A company.
Huh.
Oh, how nice. I really wasn't Angela? Expecting anyone. Hello, Richard. After such a long time, too. Must be some kind of red letter day. Oh,
Angela, my dear, here. Here, sit down. Richard, old fellow, some brandy on the sideboard.
Oh, yeah, how stupid.
No, shh.
I'm so sorry.
Sit. You're all right. Everything's going to be all right.
All right, sir.
Thanks. That's better.
Take your time. More?
No, thanks.
Darling, what happened?
Well, while you were at the inquest, it came into my mind that Mrs. Powell could probably do with a bit of company, so I took a stroll over to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I was still sitting with her when the younger brother, David, got back. Apparently they'd been very close. He was obviously extremely upset. He said the inquest was the last straw, and that if nobody else was going to see justice done over his brother, he'd do it himself.
Understandable.
Well, he was carrying a gun. We did our best to stop him. He wouldn't listen to us, nor to his girlfriend, Elsa. She followed him to the Grange, but there was no sign of him. Nothing. Until that first shot.
Shot?
He was aiming at a group of the children further down the lane.
Oh, no.
Elsa called out, begging him to stop. He didn't seem to hear her. Instead, he reversed the gun on himself, put his thumb on the trigger, and...
Get that, will you?
Yes. Westwood speaking, Chief Constable. Oh, my God. Well, of course. I'll be with you as soon as I possibly can.
Bernard?
Your volcano is no longer dormant. Half the village is marching on the Grange.
One woman and three men dead. 8 men, 5 women in hospital, and a hell of a sight more that look as though they should be. For God's sake, don't just sit there. You're head of this school or establishment or whatever fancy name you choose to put on it. As Chief Constable, I'm entitled to some kind of explanation.
I'm sorry, Sir John, but I don't think I could have made the situation last night quite clear to you.
Oh, I'm sick to the eye teeth of hearing that, too. When the hell are we going to get down to brass tacks? You've already as good as admitted these infernal children of yours were responsible for last night's affair.
I fear so.
Well, you're in charge of them. How the devil you can let the situation get so out of hand as to cause a breach of the peace is down to your responsibility. In the meantime, I'm here to question the ringleaders and decide my best course of action.
But I've already explained to you there are no ringleaders.
Ah, all equals and the rest of the educational folderol. In theory, fair enough. But in every group there are fellas that stand out. Manage them, and you manage the rest.
Two of the children, sir.
Show them in. Sir John, if I might suggest, choose your words carefully. The children are very sensitive.
You asked to see us?
Yes. Eric, Priscilla, this is...
We prefer to stand.
We might already have met. Westcott, Bernard.
Yes.
The Chief Constable here wishes to ask you some questions. It's his duty to make a report on the trouble here last night.
Exactly. My job is to find out what happened. Who's responsible? People tell me you and the others were here. Now, what have you to say about that?
No.
What happened exactly?
The village people came to burn the Grange down.
Are you sure of that?
It's what they said. So why else should they be here?
We will not go into the whys and wherefores for the time being. Let's take it from there. You say some came to burn the place down. The others, did they come to stop them? Was that how the fighting started? Well?
Yes.
You don't sound too sure.
I'm sure. We made them fight each other. We could have simply sent them away,
but there would have been other times. This way, they realize it is better for them to leave us alone.
You said you made them fight. How did you do that?
It is too difficult to explain.
In any case, you'd never understand.
Nevertheless, I'd like to damned well hear.
It wouldn't be any use.
So I'm suggesting it's high time you started to try.
We simply defended ourselves.
Resulting in 3 dead and 14 serious injuries?
Unavoidable.
When you could just as easily send them away?
They would have come again.
Don't you feel the least compassion for these unfortunate people?
No. We must protect ourselves.
But not by private vengeance. The law is for your protection and for everyone else's.
The law only punishes the criminal after he has been successful. It is no use to us. We intend to stay alive.
So, you don't mind being responsible for the deaths of other people?
As it seems to be quite beyond your limited comprehension, I will put it more simply. If there is any attempt to interfere with us, or molest us by anybody, we shall defend ourselves. We have shown that we can. We shall do so again.
Phew! Damned young blackguard, you insufferable little prig.
John.
How dare you speak to me like that? Do you understand I represent the police force of this country?
Yes, John.
If you don't, it's time you learnt it, and I'll see that you do, by
God.
It would
be best for you to stop now.
How dare you talk to your elders like that, you swollen-headed little upstart?
Stop!
So, you're not to be molested. You'll defend yourselves, will you? Where do you think you are? You've got a lot to learn, my lad. A lot.
Eric, please, no more.
Stop,
Eric.
Stop it!
That's enough.
Please!
He's not hurt. He wanted to frighten us. So we have shown him what it means to be frightened. He'll understand better now. He'll recover. When the glands are in balance again.
All right when the glands are in balance again. Better at physiology than psychology. They've broken that man for the rest of his life.
Sugar.
It's by your left hand, dear.
Huh? Oh. Salt.
By your right.
You know, one of the few childlike things about the children, their inability to judge their own strength. They wanted to scare Sir John this morning. They went so much further. They brought the poor man to a state of grovelling fear near the brink of imbecility.
Sickening and utterly unpardonable.
Which assumes that they expect to be pardoned. Why should they? Do we consider ourselves, whether jackals or wolves, who pardon us for shooting them? No, we do not.
Oh, not K.N., dear.
Not what?
No, it near gives you hiccups.
Oh, yes.
But surely we suddenly have a change of front here. I mean, apart from the few very early incidents, there's been almost no violence. Now we have this outbreak. I mean, can you pinpoint the start of it, or has it been working up?
Nothing before Jimmy Powell and his car. Wednesday, the 3rd of July. Westcott?
As you say.
As I say.
We're waiting for the salad, dear.
Yes, so you are. My own experience of interplanetary invasion has been vicarious. Hypothetically vicarious. Or do I mean vicariously hypothetical?
Interplanetary invasion. Zellaby, the great problem is to know when you're to be taken literally and when metaphorically.
Westcott?
In this case, quite literally.
How long have you known it for a fact?
8 years. And you?
About the same. Even a little before.
Oh, you're surely not suggesting these children are...
invaders.
But that they originate somewhere...
outside Earth.
Oh, you can't be serious.
You see, Westcott, no instant panic, just skepticism.
And
forewarned. If not exactly forearmed.
But Midwich was not the only one, or even the first to have a day out, was it, Westcott?
4 day outs that we definitely know of.
Well, I'll be damned.
Small township in the Northern Territory of Australia. Something went badly wrong. 33 pregnancies, all dead in a matter of hours. Eskimo settlement, Victoria Island, north of Canada. The inhabitants are cagey. We think they were so outraged, alarmed at the arrival of babies so unlike their own, they exposed them almost at once.
No survivors. The third and fourth...
Now, let me guess. Behind the Iron Curtain?
Both. The first near the border of Outer Mongolia. Grim. The men assume their wives have been lying with devils. They perished along with the children.
So it's the last one that counts, isn't it?
Far to the east, a place called Gijinsk. Their day out took place a week before our Midwich one. They sealed the place off in hours. By then we had our own quandary. We couldn't seal off Midwich.
So you did the best you could.
Let's all wait and see. If the Russians have a flock of potential geniuses, it could prove damned useful to have a similar flock to put up against them.
Something like that.
Bernard, why are you admitting all this? I mean, there's been some new development out there that our own children are likely to display shortly.
The Russians recently developed a new medium-range atomic warhead. Oh. The town of Gijinsk no longer exists.
You mean everybody there?
Everybody. The entire place.
Because nobody could have been warned. Without the children knowing of it.
Officially, they've put it down to a technical error, or possibly sabotage.
Why should you know differently?
Carefully channeled observations from Russian sources, guarded on details and particulars, but no doubt about it meaning Gijinsk. It doesn't refer to Midwich either. What it does do is put out a most forcibly expressed warning after a description which fits the children exactly. It insists over and over again, even to the point of pleading, that all governments everywhere should neutralize any such known groups with the minimum delay. Not just for the sake of nations, continents, but because these children are a threat to the whole human race.
Westcott, when did they deal with this place in Russia? Which day?
Tuesday, the 2nd of July.
Interesting.
Yes.
The day before young Powell's accident. I wonder how ours knew.
Bullseyes?
Bullseyes. We know how they love them, so better make it one of those very large bottles.
Oh, well,
you did say you were popping into train, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I bumped into that Eric lad on my stroll.
One of the...
Yes. Yeah, you're looking forward to my film lecture on the Aegean this evening. Very flattering.
Very untypical, I'd say.
No, not at all. They're not stupid, you know. They're susceptible to reasoned argument. When they're jittery and nervous, they do foolish things. Well, don't we all?
So now all we have to do is to say, sorry you killed six people by mistake. Let's forget all about it.
Would you prefer to antagonize them?
Gordon? I don't understand.
Well, different yardsticks, that's all. You're judging by social rules and finding crimes.
And you, Zellaby?
Considering an elemental struggle. And finding no crime. Just grim, primeval danger. The wise lamb does not enrage the lion. It placates him, plays for time, and hopes for the best.
Darling...
Now, you won't forget those bullseyes, will you, my love? They'll be expecting them.
Hello, Mr. Zellaby.
Ah, Eric, is that you?
Mr. Zellaby?
You've come down to give us a hand, eh? Splendid, splendid. Right, well then, let's make a start. Now, roll a screen. That's it. And microphone. Careful. And... Bless my soul. If it isn't a jar of bullseyes.
Mr. Zellaby.
Well, I hope there'll be a good attendance.
We'll all be there.
Splendid, splendid. Right, just that small case, and we're done. Well, that's it then. Off you go inside.
There's just one more, isn't there? The heaviest. You'd already packed it when we loaded the rest.
Yes, so I had. Well, that's about it then.
Zellaby,
I'd ask you to join us, but I must confess, Angela is considerably in my thoughts this evening. I was rather hoping that you, my dear fellow, that you, it would be a great kindness.
Of course.
Excellent. I knew I could rely on you. I must go now.
Yeah.
You'll be getting impatient.
Angela.
All right.
Fine, fine.
Fix us a drink, will you, Richard?
Oh, an enthusiastic welcome. Apart from the bewildering feeling one was seeing multiple, might have been a crowd of decent schoolchildren anywhere. Zellaby was dead right when he said they trusted him.
Perhaps. Well, it's simply that I don't trust them. Let's face it, there's no telling what they might do. Anywhere, any time.
Oh?
It's a fact, Richard. Even Gordon admits they're nervous and panicky. How can we go on staying here with our lives at the mercy of any childish fright or temper that comes over them? What kind of ultimatum can we ever make?
Oh, what makes you think they're going to try their arm here anyway? No, you take it from me. If it comes to it, they'll do it where it counts. They'll go up to London, take on Bernard, the rest of the bigwigs. Pushing around that poor blighter of a chief constable is one thing, but how far do you think they'd get? Oh.
Dear Christ!
The Grange. Wasn't it? He blew up the Grange.
But no bitterness, my own dear love. The doctor will confirm for you a matter of a few weeks or months at best. This way, at least, there will have been meaning, purpose. It seems we've lived so long in a garden, we've all but forgotten the commonplace of survival. The message is fundamental. To keep alive in a jungle, you must live as the jungle does.